Does God know the future? Does God know the future of America? Yes, He does. Listen to Isaiah 46, verses 9 and 10. Remember the former things of old, for I am God, and there is none else. I am God, and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, My counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. Throughout the book of Isaiah, God foretells the future. Only God knows the future. Man cannot. Idols, like those in Isaiah's day in the land of Judah, couldn't either. But that has never stopped people from trying to predict what will happen. Mankind has always tried to pry into matters that are none of our business. There have always been psychics and fortune tellers, and the Bible has always severely condemned them. In the passage that we're about to look at, we're reminded again of Solomon's words that there is no new thing under the sun, Ecclesiastes 1 verse 9, or, as the adage goes, history repeats itself. Today we're looking at Isaiah 47 verses 12 and 13. Let's read it. Stand now with thine enchantments, and with the multitude of thy sorceries, wherein thou hast labored from thy youth. If so be thou shalt be able to profit, if so be thou mayest prevail. Thou art wearied in the multitude of thy counsels. Let now the astrologers, the stargazers, the monthly prognosticators stand up and save thee from these things that shall come upon thee. Now this chapter of Isaiah 47 is a rebuke to the nation of Babylon. The Babylonians of old were big into trying to see into the future. Isaiah said they had all kinds of astrologers. That's the first word that he uses. Now, this word refers to those who view the heavens and study the constellations. Daniel was later in Babylon, and astrologers are mentioned several times in that book. Jeremiah, who preached mainly before the Babylonian captivity, said that people look for the signs of heaven or the signs of the heavens, Jeremiah 10, verse 2. And later in the book of Jeremiah, Jeremiah said that the Jews burned incense to the Queen of Heaven, Jeremiah 44, verse 17. Now, Isaiah said that there were also stargazers and monthly prognosticators, that is, people who claim to know the future based on certain stars and constellations and the monthly cycles of the moon. Now, this is where the signs of the zodiac, the horoscope, which people look to today, this is where it all began, in Babylon, in Old Testament times. And it's truly amazing that intelligent, educated people are still given to this. And it's all about them. It's all motivated by selfishness. People want to know how to have money and how to have a trouble-free, pleasurable life. Throughout America, we see this evil, not only surviving, but in some places, actually growing. One survey said that 1 in 4 people think that there's something to the horoscope, while other surveys say that the number is less than 1 out of every 5. But regardless of the number, it's clear that as our nation turns away from God and the Bible, people will look more to science on the one hand to explain all things, but they will turn to beliefs in false supernatural powers on the other hand. That's why people believe more in ghosts in some European countries than they believe in God. People tend to become more superstitious when they leave God. Look at Athens in the New Testament. This city was the intellectual center of the day. The greatest minds in history by the world standards had taught there, Socrates and Plato and Aristotle. But this city was full of idols and superstition. Why? Because when men turn away from the Creator, the only thing left is an abysmal world of ignorance and darkness. To fill that void, men turn to silly ideas like fortune tellers. But there's something else in Isaiah 47 that we need to notice. In verse 13, God lays down a challenge. He said, Let these astrologers and stargazers and monthly prognosticators stand up and save you from the things that shall come upon you. The Lord really knows the future, and He said that Babylon would fall. He talked about that in Isaiah 13 and Isaiah 14. So here God says to these people who look to these so-called prognosticators, let them save you from what I said will happen to this nation. They claim to know the future, so let's see if they can outmaneuver me. Americans today are looking in the wrong sources for how to feel about the future, but neither their scientists nor their psychics will be able to save them from what's coming, and that is the end of all things that the Bible describes in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 10. Mark it down. When any civilization turns to men who claim to have supernatural insight into the future, it is a sign that that nation is in trouble. And that's America through the eyes of Isaiah.